I had a question come in from one of our loyal listeners, and it says, Lisa, is there any way to shortcut the healing process? Have you found something that will help us move through this quicker instead of it taking so long? It's a weary process. Well, on today's broadcast, I'm going to tell you four different ways we kind of feel like we can shortcut the process, and we actually hinder it by doing these. And I'm going to share this today on Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Hey, beautiful, it's my birthday month, and we are celebrating for the entire month of February. How, you ask? We are getting ready to launch a brand new membership program just for you. So I have a few questions for you. Are you ready to heal from the devastation of his affair once and for all? Are you ready to leave behind the intrusive thoughts, get control of the triggers once and for all? Learn how to set those healthy boundaries, rebuild trust in yourself and others, and finally rise up as that confident woman that God has created you to be. And at the end of the day, leave all of the pain behind once and for all. Well, beautiful, if that's you, this membership is exactly what you've been looking for. This is going to only open twice a year. So we are opening the doors, swinging them wide open March the 11th, and we won't open again for quite a while, probably the end of summer. So you have the chance to get in on the wait list right now. And you're asking, how much is this going to cost? It's $37 a month. Yes, you heard me right, beautiful. We are celebrating my birthday and we are celebrating it right. So what do you get in this program? Well, first off, you get access to a private Facebook community where you can build your sisterhood for those of you who are looking to connect with community and heal with other women who are like-minded, going through the same thing that you are. You're also going to be given a proven roadmap to recovery. You're going to have weekly video sessions that are pre-recorded so you can go through them at a self-pace. You're going to have a brand new workbook that I just finished designing just for you, downloadable PDFs, support and accountability. You're going to also have a weekly Q&A live with me. Yes, it's going to be a coffee chat with Lisa once a week where you get to submit your questions and have them answered live weekly. You're also going to get a couple of bonuses. You're going to have access to my Devastated to Determined mini course to get you started and how to thrive through the holidays and not just survive after betrayal. You're gonna get that workshop as well. All of this for $37 a month. So beautiful, don't wait. Like, go below in the show notes, click on my website. You can go to lisalimehouse.com, click the Work With Me tab and go to the group membership program, get on the wait list, or I made it really easy. Below in the show notes, you'll see a little link that says membership. Click on there and get on the wait list. You want to do that now because I have some freebies coming and you'll get early access to this. Now, we open the doors March the 11th, so you don't want to delay. Get on the wait list so you can find out all the goodies and we can start journeying together to your recovery and see you healed once and for all from the devastation of his betrayal. Can't wait to see you on the inside. Welcome back to the show, beautiful. You know, I have questions that get sent in often, and this one was one of the ones I really thought, you know, I need to address this because healing from betrayal can be a long, arduous process. Would you not agree? I know one of the biggest things that we have a tendency to expect as we begin to recover from the betrayal trauma is that, you know, maybe there is a shortcut to this. Maybe there's a quicker way we can bypass some of the steps, so to speak. But by definition, healing from betrayal trauma unfolds over time. It does take time. And this means that You as an individual need to heal. And then there comes a point where the repairing or the reconciliation of your relationship needs to start taking place step by step, moment by moment, rather than like an overnight quick fix, right? So the healing process is not as fast as we would love it to be, and it can't be rushed, but are there things that we find ourselves doing to try to speed it along that actually hinder us? Well, yeah, there are some, and I want to tell you about four of them that I see day in and day out. I even tried some of these myself. I'm going to be raw and real with you here, and it really just kind of added some healing time to the whole recovery period, and I really would rather you bypass some of that. So when I was in the place of healing from betrayal trauma, I had these certain thinking patterns and behaviors that I took on to make things go faster and to get better quicker, but I realized very quickly, again, that these were hurting me more than helping me. So one of the very first things that I tried to do as a shortcut was what I call, and some of you will laugh at this, what I call marking your territory. Now, stay with me on this, okay? Because it actually includes denial, but I call it marking your territory. You know, when we are trying to fix the problem that we are faced with, the betrayal, we want to fix it as quickly as possible, and we want to regain that sense of safety in our relationship. And sometimes we look at it as, okay, if I just reconnect emotionally and sexually, then we'll kind of start to reconnect and things will get better quicker. And reconnecting in that manner can actually hinder the healing process. Now, I know many of us did this. I know I did. I thought that if I just, quote, marked my territory, so to speak, just connected emotionally and sexually, that it would help bring him back into my good graces. It would help repair the relationship very quickly, and we could move forward accordingly, right? But that wasn't the case. So I have had many people that have come to me after they've discovered that their husband or wife has been cheating, whether it's through pornography or through a sexual affair, and they actually experienced a greater level of connection and intimacy than they had prior. And I know that sounds strange. How in the world, when you've been cheated on, can you actually have a better connection? How in the world can you want to even be intimate with them, right? Well, there are those that actually do. I know that my husband and I actually talked for hours on end, which we had not been doing for at least a year. And then we actually had very intimate times together. But it didn't help us. It actually hindered us. There was romance and there was the sex component of it, but we entered into this intensity bubble, so to speak. We were seeking to reassure each other that the relationship was still viable, even though he was still in the midst of his affair. This was what, you know, a lot of people look at this as a reemerging of a honeymoon stage. And during this stage, those of us who've been betrayed, we can quickly jump into forgiveness in an effort to put the past behind us very, very quickly and move forward so that we can heal. We want to feel better. The pain of the trauma is great, right? So why would we not want to forgive and forget, so to speak? Why would we not want to put the effort in to move forward and get the past behind us so that we can start to feel better? But it doesn't always work that way. I rarely ever see couples who are in this stage that come to me for coaching and they're doing it well. I actually see them come to a point where things start to fall apart quickly and the pain and the hurt actually intensifies. So they've gotten to a point to where they're trying to mask or deny what is taking place. Now, on the betrayer side, they can be doing this just to pacify the situation, make things kind of feel better just for a time. And you can be doing it as the betrayed partner just so that you can feel better as well. And this doesn't end very well. So there's nothing wrong with this. Let me just go ahead and say this because, you know, you both are in need at that point. The one as you, the one who's been betrayed, you are in an acute need for comfort, relief, reassurance that everything's going to be okay, right? The one who's the cheater, they need to be reassured that, okay, I'm not going to have the rug pulled out underneath me completely. This has kind of derailed me. Now the lies and the deceit and everything's out in the open. But if I can just kind of pour some water on the fire, so to speak, to make things a little better right now, maybe things will move forward and we can fix things or band-aid things for a while until it can just be denied and we can move past it. But then reality eventually creeps into the picture. Again, there's nothing wrong with being intimate with one another and trying to reconnect emotionally. It's a normal response. It's a normal response when you've been betrayed to seek solace and to seek comfort from the one who's betrayed you. It's absolutely normal. Well, eventually, you need to understand this. Things are going to calm down. The intensity is going to wane. And the fears and doubts that, you know, that have been covered up or distracted by this intensity between the two of you, they're going to resurface. The betrayal is still there. It doesn't go away. So you can't deny it by trying to just shove it under the rug and just have this fantasy honeymoon, so to speak, because questions are going to come back. Like, how did you do this to me? How do I know you're not going to do this to me again? How can I really ever trust you again? How do I actually know that you're not going to cheat on me again? How do I actually know that you are not going to go back to your addiction? These questions will arise at some point in time within your mind. They are going to be there. So recognize that trying to shortcut your healing process by denying it and what I call marking your territory or having a fantasy honeymoon stage is only going to elongate the healing process. The second one is stopping and just moving on. In other words, just looking at the one who's betrayed you and saying, stop the behavior, I'll forgive you, and let's just move on. This is a quick fix. This is a band-aid. 9 times out of 10, they might stop the behavior for a short period of time just so that they can douse out the fire. Literally, that's what usually happens in the beginning. They're just trying to create some peace in the relationship. So they curtail their behavior, whether it's from the porn addiction or whether it's from an affair, they'll stop it for just a short period of time. But if it's not heart-driven, if there's not been a heart transformation, if they've not had healing and you've had some healing, then it's only behavior modification. And that moving on is not going to take place. It's only a band-aid. So looking at them and saying, just stop the behavior and we'll move on, I'll forgive you and we'll forget, that's not going to fix it. It's only band-aiding the situation. All right, number 3 is this. You're not individually seeking recovery work. You're jumping into marriage counseling right away. This I see across the board all the time. Couples, when there's been a betrayal, automatically say, oh no, we've had a betrayal. Let's jump straight into marriage counseling and let's fix the marital relationship. But what they're doing is they're not recognizing that both parties have trauma. You as the betrayed have severe trauma because you've recognized that your whole life up to this point has been a lie. Your partner, your spouse has been living this secret life. You've been betrayed and your whole world is shattered into a million pieces. You're suffering betrayal trauma and you need critical care. You need your own individual recovery work, as well as the betrayed partner does. You need to dive in deep into your own recovery work and find out what in the world made you vulnerable to this in the first place, so that you can safeguard yourself moving forward in the future. You need deep dive work into your own recovery. So you're taking two unhealthy individuals and throwing them into a marriage counseling situation where a marriage is now unhealthy, and that can be disastrous. I've seen it and I've also experienced it. My husband and I went through three marriage counselors before we started individualized care. It wasn't until we recognized that we both needed our own healing journey and we needed to work on our own recovery individually first before marriage counseling, that's when things started to change for us. That's when we started to heal. That's when things started to turn around. So if you find yourself frustrated and you're trying to shortcut by saving the marriage first instead of getting recovery work individually first, then you're trying to shortcut the situation and you're only going to be left dismayed and frustrated. Now, there comes a time when you need to move back into coupleship. I'm all for that. I work with individuals and I work with couples. But generally, what we start with is the individual first, so that you can understand what has happened to you, what you're going through, and to implement the necessary tools to get some healing under your belt, so to speak, so that when you move forward into coupleship and you're now seeking to start repairing the relationship, you're both at a healthier place. And now you can work on the relationship from a healthier standpoint, which is going to move you forward in a better manner. Okay, the last one is this. You have what's called premature recovery. This is where you find yourself actually doing some recovery work, and now you're starting to feel a little better. You're starting to breathe a little easier. You're starting to see the sunrise again on the horizon. You're starting to realize, oh, I can heal from this. I can actually live again. And at the first sign of feeling better, you stop your recovery work. I see this a lot. You step away and go, oh, I've made it. I'm feeling better now, so I'm good to go. But generally, what happens when a problem arises, either for you or within your family, or within your relationship, or maybe even at work, now you're thrown back. The trauma resurfaces. The pain and the loss, they're in your face again. And all of a sudden, you're blaming your spouse for putting you where you are all over again. Why does this happen? Because you stopped your recovery work prematurely. You thought you were healed when you actually weren't. There has to come a point where you're seeing what we call post-traumatic growth, where you're no longer looking at it from the standpoint of just you. In other words, you are at a point of growth in your recovery work where you've recognized that the healing process that you've been going through was not just for you. It was for your family, it was for your relationship, and it was also from others. So others will benefit from what you've been through. Beautiful. When you reach the point of post-traumatic growth, the things that used to curtail you, the things that used to derail you, the things that used to control you, the things that used to trigger you, no longer have that kind of control over you. That doesn't come by shortcutting. It comes by longevity. It comes by doing the work and doing it over a period of time until you see the growth within yourself and you can actually see it in a positive way. You now recognize that you are back in control once again and things are no longer controlling you. I know that you wish you could shortcut the process. I understand it, and I'm so glad this question was brought in for this broadcast. I know that we wish that we could put band-aids on things and we could really run through the process of recovery. But beautiful, it's not a sprint. It's more like a marathon. And it's more like the long haul and instead of a short bed. And so recognize if you are going to actually heal from the devastating effects of betrayal, whether you are the betrayed spouse or the betrayer, you are going to be in it for a while. Statistics show that it can take from 2 to 5 years to do the massive healing. And I can say that that's pretty true across the board. We are going into our 5th year, my husband and I, and we are at that point of post-traumatic growth, and it feels magnificent. Now, we didn't get there overnight. Did we try to shortcut? Sure we did, and it really set us back. But now on this side, once we realized that it was an investment, and it was an investment that was worth taking, we were all in for however long it took. And we are better people for it, and our marriage is better for it. So for those of you who are like, well, Lisa, I want to heal, but man, thinking that it's going to take me a while, it really sounds hopeless to me. Beautiful, don't take that kind of look at it. Look at it as an investment in your future. You're investing in your emotional health, your mental health, your physical health, and your marital health, your relational health. You are actually investing in yourself to become better than you've ever been before, and it is so worth it. I have clients, those who have been with me for 18 months plus, and they love who they have become, and they love who they are becoming in the process. Their relationships are better, they are better, and their family is better. But I can also tell you that those who started with me and only did 3 sessions or 6 sessions and said, I feel better now, I can tell you that some of them have come back a while later and have said, oh my goodness, you were so right. I tried to shortcut, and now I realize that I put myself back at the beginning. Help me to move forward. And then there are those that I never saw again, and unfortunately, their relationships didn't last. And I don't know the outcome, and I pray that it ends up good for them. But I do know this. If you really, truthfully want to heal properly from betrayal trauma, there is a roadmap, one that is tried and true, one that is God's way to do it, mind, body, and spirit, with the tools and the techniques that are biblically based that will help you along the way. And when you put all of this into place, your education, your dedication, your determination, you implement the tools, you stick to them, and you see the process through, on the other side is a great redemption story that is bringing glory to God and allows you to live and love again. And I would love that to happen for you. So you have a couple ways to do that. You can join my group that is getting ready to launch Monday, March the 11th. I know you heard about it in the opening. Make sure to go ahead in the show notes below and click on membership. You still have time to register for that. That's a great way to get yourself started. But if you feel like you need to deep dive, I still have room for 3 clients available right now. I only have 3 slots available. That's for my private VIP coaching, and I would love to literally handhold you along the way, either individually or as a couple, and help you get to the place you would like to be. So thank you for writing in for that question. And those of you who are listening, I pray that this helped you today. Don't take the shortcut. Invest in yourself so you can heal and heal properly. Be blessed. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.